The following is a lecture by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 13, 1974, in Vrindavan, India.
That in this age, Kali Yuga, Vedanta Sutra, to study Vedanta Sutra and to understand the first part of Vedanta Sutra is very difficult. It requires a very good Sanskrit scholarship. Although it is not very difficult to understand if it is taken by the parampara system, but because people try to understand Vedanta Sutra by scholastic demeanor, therefore it becomes difficult. It was discussed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was a very learned scholar. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, the Mahavadi sannyasis everywhere, they are very proud of their Sanskrit education. Sometimes people ask our students whether you have learned Sanskrit. But Krishna consciousness understanding does not depend on Sanskrit scholarship. That is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said to the Mayavadi Sannyasi Prakashananda Saraswati, that my Guru Maharaj studied me as a great fool. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presenting himself. He was a learned scholar, undoubtedly, very learned scholar. In his youthful age, he was known as Nimai Pandit. This Pandit title, especially the Brahmins are giving this Pandit title. But he was specifically known as Pandit, Nimai Pandit, very good scholar. And he defeated the Keshav Kashmiri, a great renowned scholar of Kashmir. The Kashmir country is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is a very old country. And there were many learned scholars. And one scholar came to Navadvip to defeat the Pandits, the learned scholar of Navadvip, but he was defeated by a young boy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, was at that time only 16 years old, but he defeated only in composition, Sanskrit composition. The Sanskrit composition, there is rules and regulation. So, you know the story, he pointed out many defects in the verses composed by the Keshav Kashmiri. So he was defeated. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great scholar, there is no doubt of it. But in spite of his becoming a great scholar, he is presenting himself as a great fool. He says, my Guru Maharaj saw me, even though one is very great scholar, he has to abide by the decision of his spiritual master. Even one is very great scholar, and if his spiritual master says that you are a great fool, he should accept it. This is called full surrender. For example, I will give you a practical. My Guru Maharaj was a very great scholar. and his Guru Maharaj, from literary point of view, he could not even sign his name, Gaur Kishan Das Bhaj Maharaj. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur asked Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to accept Gaur Kishan Das Bhaj Maharaj as his spiritual master, that you go and take your initiation from Gaur Kishan Das Bhaj Maharaj. So he thought that I am a great scholar and I am son of a magistrate Bhaktivinoda Thakur and great Vaishnava. He will be very much pleased to accept me. Of course, I was very much pleased. But in the beginning, he refused. He refused because, of course, that is only show. He was not proud. Just to teach us, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati explained that I was little proud, so I was thrice refused by Guru Maharaj, although he was the only disciple. So this scholarship is not a qualification of becoming devotee. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. Scholarship may help, but it is not necessary. Real necessary is that one should be humble and meek and follow the instruction of the spiritual master. This is real quality. Dinadapishunichina tarurapishahishnuna omanina manadena kirtaniya sada. Because bhakti does not depend on any material qualification. Bhakti is different subject matter, aprakriti. Adhokhaja. Savaipumshan paro dharma jato bhakti adhokhaja. So that is being taught, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained his position to Prakashananda Saraswati, that my Guru Maharaj, studying my characters, he found me grateful. Therefore he advised me to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The idea is that by studying Vedanta Sutra, by becoming a very great scholar, to achieve transcendental position or devotional service is very, very difficult nowadays. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. But whatever you may be, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra offenselessly, then everything is achieved without any difficulty. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yaha haite sarva siddhi hai vetama. Sarva siddhi. Siddhi means perfection. Siddhi means perfection. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised. That is his propaganda. Chaita dharpana mahajanam bhava mahadavagni nidbhavana. Sarvatmanam param vijayati Sri Krishna Sankirtana. That is Chaitanya. So his Guru Maharaj advised him. He presented himself like that to Prakashananda Saraswati. Presenting himself as fool means that the general mass of people, they are not fit for becoming very great Sanskrit scholar or very good philosopher or student of Vedanta. That is not possible in this age, in Kali. Mass of people, they are almost Shudra, Shudra Sambhava. Scholarship, to study Sanskrit, to study Vedas, Puranas, they are meant for the Brahmins, not even for the Kshatriyas, or what to speak of Vaishya. Vaishya, Shudra, and women, they have been classified in the Bhagavad Gita as less intelligent. Triya Vaishyas Tatha Shudra Stepi Janti Parangati. But Krishna is so merciful. If you take the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, whatever you may be scholar or not scholar, you may be rich or poor, woman, Shudra, Vaishya, or Papa journey. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. In Bhagavata also, Sukadeva Goswami says, Kirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukpasa Abhira Sumbha Javana Khasadaya Jennecho Papa. Papa means born in low-grade family. They are called Papa. Suddhanti. They become pilgrims. This is the Bhadika, the Shastra. That Bhagavad Bhakti does not depend on any kind of material qualification. Simply, you have to become very sincere and serious. That is the only price. Rupa Goswami also recommended like that. Tatra laulam ekalam mullam. Rupa Goswami advised, Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati kriyatam yadi kutobi labdhati. He advises the Krishna consciousness, if it is available to purchase, anywhere it is available. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's advice. That one should be eager to purchase this Krishna consciousness at any price. Generally we think price means some, in terms of money, monetary transaction, 100 pounds, 200 pounds, or £1,000,000, £1,000,000, like that. The price is different. Here Rupa Goswami says that you purchase at any price. But what is that price? Tattal lullam ekalam. Lullam, eagerness. That is price. That is the only qualification. You must be very, very eager to see the lotus feet of Krishna in this very life. You must be very eager to talk with Krishna in this very life, but not to become sahaja. By service, Krishna talks with the devotee, but not with non-devotee. He says in the Bhagavad Gita, Tesham satadrivyuktanam bhajatam priti purva. Only persons who are always engaged in Krishna's service. He has no other business. Satata means 24 hours. He has no other business. Tesham satadrivyuktanam bhajatam. Bhajatam means in service. You must find out always some opportunity how to give, render service to Krishna. That is the qualification. It doesn't matter what you are. You may be this or that, it doesn't matter. But this eagerness for service can be acquired by anyone, simply by sincerity. That is the price. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami says, Tattal laulam ekalam mullam. So, that I have got too much eagerness. But no. Not janma koti vi sukriti vi labhate. This eagerness to achieve Krishna's mercy, to approach the lotus feet of Krishna in this life, determination, I shall do anything, I shall sacrifice anything. This kind of determination is not very easily obtained. Not janma koti sukriti. Sukriti means pious activities. Without being pious, nobody can approach Krishna. Krishna is not so cheap. You may show yourself that you have become a great sannyasi or Vaishnava or whatever it may be. But so long you will be engaged in sinful activities, there is no question of it. That sinful activities means illicit sex and intoxication, gambling and meat-eating. These are the pillars of sinful activities. So one must be purified. Janma koti is this to purify oneself from the resultant action of sinful activities, it takes many, many births. Janma koti vi sukriti. By counteracting the sinful activities, to engage oneself only in pious activities. Pious activities means brahmacharya, samadama tiriksha, the brahminical qualification. But it is very difficult nowadays to practice. Tyagina, samina, dhamina va. Tamasa brahmacharjina, tyagina, samina, dhamina. These are the process of pious activities. But who is going? It is very difficult. Therefore, these nāma-saṅkīrtan, if we offenselessly perform nāma-saṅkīrtan, everything is done. So Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu, as a fool number one, before his Guru Mahārāj, he advised that it will be difficult for you to study Vedānta Sutra or practice tapasya, brahmacharya, samadhamma, tidikkha, tyagena, samena, dhamenyamena, jamena. It is possible for a human being, but in this Kali Yuga, all these functions to do is difficult. Therefore, this process is recommended. Vasudeva Paraya, Bhakti Yoga, Nihara, Nihara Yavahaspa. Just like there is mist, fog, and as soon as the sun rises there, all fog is immediately dissipated. Otherwise, it requires so much arrangement. The railway train cannot move. The ships in the sea, they cannot move. It is very difficult position. Similarly, our sinful activities has covered our heart just like a fog. We cannot see anything. But by bhakti yoga, it can be immediately dissipated. So Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu was thus advised by his spiritual master to chant Hare Krishna. And he got perfection. That was explained by Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu. So his spiritual master congratulated him like this, that bhalo hailo paile tumi param purusartha, tomar premete ami hoilam kitar. When his disciple becomes perfect in spiritual advancement, the spiritual master feels very, very happy. I am nonsense, but this boy, he has followed my instruction and he has achieved the success. That is my success. This is the spiritual master ambition, just like a father. This is the relationship. Nobody wants to see anybody more advanced than himself. That is the nature. Matsarata. If anybody becomes advanced in any subject matter, then I become envious of him. But the spiritual master or the father, he does not become envious. He feels himself very, very happy that this boy has advanced more than him. This is spiritual master position. So, Krishna, Caitanya Mahāprabhu expresses his that by, when I chant and dance and cry in ecstasy, my spiritual master thanks me in this way, bhalo haiva. It's very, very good. Paile tumi param purusartha. Now you have achieved the highest success in life. Tumar premete, because you have advanced so much, ami hoilam kitata, I am feeling so much of life. This is the position. Then he encourages, nacho gao bhakta sange karo sankita. Now go on. You have achieved so much success. Now again you go. Nacho, you dance. Gao, you sing, chant, bhakta sange. In the society of devotees. not to make a profession, but bhakta sangha. This is the real platform of achieving success in spiritual life. Lord Kamalas Thakur also says that tadero charano sevi bhakta sanghe var janame janame mor ei obhilash. Lord Kamalas Thakur says that but after that, because a devotee, he does not aspire after going back to home, back to Godhead. No. Any place, it doesn't matter. He wants to simply glorify the Supreme Lord. That is it. It is not the business of the bhakta that he is chanting and dancing and executing devotional service for going to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna's desire. If he likes, he will take. Dekhai Bhaktivinoda Thakur hai kya. Ichha jadi tor. Janamaya bhi jadi more. Ichha jadi tor. Bhakta grihete janma hauko mor. A devotee only prays that he does not request Krishna that please take me back to Vaikuntha Goloka Vrindavan. No. If you think that I must take birth again, that's all right. But only my request is that give me birth in the house of a devotee, then, so that I may not forget. This is the only prayer of the devotee. Because, just like this child, she has taken birth having Vaishnava father and mother. So she must have been a Vaishnavi or a Vaishnava in her previous life. Because this is an opportunity. From the all our children, those are born of the Vaishnava father and mother, they are very, very fortunate. From the very beginning of life, they are hearing Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They are associating with Vaishnava, chanting, dancing, imitation or fact, it doesn't matter. So they are very, very fortunate children. Suchinam simatam gehi jhugam bhrashta sanjaya. So they are not ordinary children. They are, these children, they are always hankering after associating with devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, coming to us. So they are not ordinary children. The bhakta sangha bhava. This is the very good opportunity, bhakta sangha bhava. So our Krishna Kasastra society is a bhakta sangha. It is a society of devotees. Never try to go away. Never try to go away. Discrepancies there may be. So you should adjust. And this chanting and dancing among within the society of devotees has got great advantage, great value. Here it is confirmed. And all the Vaishnavas have confirmed. Tadero charano sevi bhakta sanghe bhav. Janame janame mor ei obhilash. Janame janame, he doesn't want to go back. That is not his desire. When Krishna will desire, Krishna will allow me, that is different thing. Otherwise, let me go on in this way. Life in the society of devotees and chanting and dancing is my business. This is required, not anything else. Anything else, anything desiring, that is annavilas. Annavilasita sunnam. A devotee should not desire anything except this, that let me live with the society of devotees and chant Hare Krishna. This is our life. Thank you very much. Yeah.